Radio Prague News.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has arrived in Prague for meetings with Czech political leaders. A Viennese court has satisfied the demand of Swiss company Diag Human to freeze the transfer of three Czech artworks. And Šumava National Park reports that Wednesday's thunderstorm uprooted more than 20,000 trees in the area. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has arrived in Prague for meetings with Czech political leaders. With Poland now holding the rotating EU presidency, top of the agenda will be European politics. Much of the Polish cabinet has also accompanied the Prime Minister for wide-ranging consultations with their Czech counterparts as part of a string of visits to neighboring countries. Poland is primarily seeking Czech support for the top priority plans of its presidency, namely regarding the EU budget for 2013-2020 and the strengthening of the solidarity policy that funds the poorest parts of the Union. Mr. Tusk is meeting with his Czech counterpart Petr Nečas in the morning and will later be received by President Klaus at Prague Castle. A Viennese court has satisfied the demand of Swiss company Diag Human to freeze the transfer of three Czech artworks being held in judicial limbo as collateral for damages. The two paintings and one sculpture by Czech modernist artists will therefore not be returned to the Czech Republic until the company's appeal is reviewed. Diag Human is suing the Czech state for over $500 million for allegedly thwarting its blood plasma business in the country in the 1990s. The Viennese court seized the artworks as compensation, but later overruled its decision on the grounds that they were exempt from seizure as cultural property. The works of art had been on loan for an exhibition in Vienna when they were seized. A powerful thunderstorm that hit Bohemia on Wednesday uprooted more than 20,000 trees in the Šumava National Park. The park management reports that the destruction marks the worst calamity in the national forest since Hurricane Kirill struck in 2007. Most of the trees were spruce, and more than half of them fell in a single area near the village of Srni. The fallen timber can, however, also be used in the fight against the bark beetle that has ravaged the park. Managers say they will leave the wood on the ground until the beetles take hold and remove it then. Wednesday's storm also brought an unusually high number of lightning strikes. The Meteorological Institute recorded some 60,000 flashes of lightning, nearly half of the monthly average. Violin virtuoso and national artist Josef Suk has been laid to rest in his family tomb in the Vyšehrad Cemetery. The world-renowned musician died on July 7th at the age of 81 after a prolonged illness. Final respects were paid by the public in Prague's Rudolfinum Palace on Thursday. The burial was accompanied by Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3. Among the speakers at the Mass, led by Cardinal Miroslav Vlk, was President Václav Klaus, who noted that Josef Suk had brought worldwide fame not only to himself but to his country. The great-grandson of Antonín Dvořák and grandson of composer Josef Suk is often credited with setting a standard for how Czech music is performed. Lastly, turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny with temperatures of around 24 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's show, the Czech government under fire for reduced military spending, a summary of the week's business news, and in today's arts, the actor who dubs Harry Potter into Czech. All that and more ahead. Please do stay with us. NATO Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has criticised the Czech government for reduced military spending. According to media reports, the NATO chief sent Prime Minister Petr Nečas a letter warning that his government might not be able to fulfil its commitments to the alliance should these cuts continue in coming years. Jan Richter has the details.
The Czech government's spending cuts might heal the country's public finances, but as NATO Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has warned, they could also jeopardize the Czech Republic's commitments to the alliance. This year, the government introduced a series of austerity measures that should reduce the state budget deficit by around 60 billion crowns, 235 billion, or 4.6% of the Czech GDP. And the finance minister would like to effect more cuts next year to see the deficit drop to 3.5% of GDP. The Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Friday that in a personal letter, Mr. Rasmussen asked the Czech Prime Minister to reconsider these cuts. Czech officials have not confirmed the existence of the letter, but the Defense Ministry admits the situation is critical, and further cuts could mean some of the Czech Army's operations would have to be reduced or scrapped. Jan Pejšek is a spokesman for the ministry.
We've said time and time again this is a borderline situation, and any further cuts would jeopardize our commitments towards NATO. In other words, we would have to reevaluate some of our activities, and it's quite possible this would affect the number of Czech troops in our foreign missions.
Like all other NATO member states, the Czech Republic should annually spend 2% of its GDP on defense. But the country has never met that goal. The defense ministry alone saw its budget slashed by 20% over the past 2 years, and this year will spend just over 1.1% on the military. In his letter to Prime Minister Nečas, Mr. Rasmussen said this merited serious consideration. But according to the draft budget for 2012, the situation could further deteriorate. Jan Pejšek again.
The defense ministry has lost 20% of its budget over the last 2 years, and the cuts should continue according to next year's budget draft as proposed by the finance ministry. This year, the budget is 43.8 billion crowns, while the proposed budget for next year is 41.5 billion.
The finance minister's planned spending cuts for next year have met with opposition from several members of the cabinet, and the final 2012 state budget might undergo minor modifications, although it's unlikely the defense budget will see any significant increase. However, the defense ministry in recent years spent billions on several arms deals that have been criticized as non-transparent and, in effect, useless. Military analyst Lukáš Vizinger says if procurement is fixed, the ministry could make ends meet after all.
It's not about the persons, it's about the effectiveness. There are countries that spend less than we do, but their budgets are rational and systematical, without scandals and overcharge acquisitions.
The Czech government is to debate the controversial draft of next year's budget on the 30th of July.
Jan Richter with that report. Now, this being Friday, it's time to bring you a summary of the week's business news, for which I'm joined by Sarah Borůvka.
The European Commission has launched an investigation into Czech state-controlled energy giant ČEZ on suspicion that the power company has been blocking rivals from the domestic wholesale market. Should the investigation find ČEZ guilty of abusing its dominant market position to undermine its competitors, the energy giant may face fines of up to 10% of its global turnover. This penalty, which has been effective in enforcing energy market liberalization across the EU, could force ČEZ to sell part of its assets. In November 2009, as part of the investigation, regulators raided ČEZ and its business partner J&T.
Self-employed individuals may profit from a planned overhaul of the pension insurance system, which is part of the second phase of the pension reform. The bill, which has been tabled in Parliament and is now set to undergo the legislative approval process, seeks to introduce a second pillar pension fund, along with making significant changes to the existing supplementary pension system. Under the new legislation, self-employed individuals who pay 6.5% of their monthly income towards their pension insurance could opt to pay up to 3% of what they make into a private rather than into the state-subsidized pension fund. As a consequence, they would be among those least affected by planned cuts of 15% to state-financed pensions. By contrast, regular employees can only opt to have 10% of what their employer pays into their pension insurance fund transferred to a private savings plan.
The Czech Parliament has approved a bill that will eliminate advertising on the main public television channel ČT1 as well as the news channel ČT24 starting January 1, 2012. Two other public TV channels, ČT2 and ČT4, will be able to devote 0.5% of their airtime to commercials, while ČT2, which features many cultural programs, will be required to send its ad revenue to the state culture fund. The sports channel ČT4 will have to invest its advertising proceeds into the production of sports programming. The two biggest commercial TV stations, TV Nova and TV Prima, oppose advertisements on either channel. The bill will now be debated in the Senate. In 2010, Czech TV's proceeds from advertising accounted for 530 million of the channel's 7.3 billion crown profit.
Czech tennis star and recent Wimbledon women's singles winner Petra Kvitová has increased her earning potential significantly from tens of millions to hundreds of millions of Czech crowns. Her marketing manager Miroslav Černoušek told the online version of the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. He added that companies are now fighting to get the young tennis player who recently renewed her contract with US sports company Nike. Petra Kvitová has also agreed to lend her face to a marketing campaign for the Czech state-controlled energy company ČEZ, which signed a deal with her on the spot in London after her Wimbledon final. Currently, the tennis star has sponsorship and marketing deals with the American tennis racket company Wilson, Swiss watchmaker Ulysse Nardin, and the Romanian clothes company Stahlmann.
The regional brewery Sviane increased its profits by 56% to a record of 261 million Czech crowns in 2010. The largest brewery of the Liberec region produced 437,000 hectoliters of beer in 2010, still only about a third of the national brewing giant Budvar's output of 1.25 million hectoliters in the same year. Yet Budvar saw profits of only 174.2 million Czech crowns, significantly lower than Sviane's. Its market share dropped by 5% year on year. While Sviane was able to increase its production by 13% in 2010, overall Czech beer production dropped by 8% year on year. Sviane is part of the LIF group, which also owns the Rohozec and Primator breweries.
According to the Daily Pravo, Czechs pay overpriced rates for their mobile phone services. Citing expert analysis as well as an internet poll of 24,000 mobile phone users, the Daily writes that three mobile phone operators on the Czech market charge rates that on average are 20% higher than those in neighbouring countries. Outside of the Czech Republic, unlimited text messaging is not unusual and relatively cheap, while this service can cost a few thousand crowns with most Czech operators, the Daily writes. In addition, mobile phones are also sold at much steeper prices in the Czech Republic than abroad. According to Pravo's internet poll, about 50% of Czech mobile phone users believe they have been subject to overbilling by their operator in the past. Only 17% responded that they have filed a complaint regarding their phone bill before. A reminder to latecomers to the show that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where we now continue with the arts. Christian Falvey talks to one of the country's most popular young actors.
Mr. Wojciech Kotek can be proud to say that he is a perfectly normal young Czech actor, thank you very much. But on one particular day, almost every year for the last 10 of his 23 years, he becomes an eminently well-known boy wizard by the name of Harry Potter, or rather Harry Potter. Since the age of 12, Wojta has lent his voice to the ever-maturing Wunderkind in the dubbed version of each of the 8 Harry Potter films. And now, with a voice much deeper than Daniel Radcliffe's, as the most famous fantasy series comes to an end, so ends Wojta Kotek's career. Just kidding. As an actor rather than a dubber, he has actually become one of the best-known faces of his generation, having starred in about a dozen films, and when he completes his degree in film direction, he plans to take to the other side of the camera. For this edition of Arts, he told me, among other things, how he came to be involved in theatre and film in the first place.
It was because I was growing in this around these people in Seattle. So, well, yeah, it was kind of well, I think it was destiny and luck. So
you couldn't see yourself doing anything else?
Yeah. No.
Okay. And with Harry Potter, you started doing this when you were 12 years old. So you've basically grown up doing this. You spent almost half your life dubbing Harry Potter.
Yeah. It's recorded. All the changes of my voice.
And what are your feelings now that it's over?
Well, me and Harry Potter, we don't have a very kind of specific relation, because I was pretty young, in my 12 years old, and it was kind of a shame to like Harry Potter between the children in the same age. So,
really?
Yeah.
It wasn't such a phenomenon at that point. No?
Well, it was, but we have this specific kind of thinking. We check people that everything that is very famous and phenomenon, we don't like it in the end. So I started to don't like Harry Potter. So for me, it was just one day in studio each year. And it was just work. And I really do not like the books and the movies also.
You don't like the books or the movies?
Like, no? I don't like it. Because,
what do you not like about it?
Because I think that it's still the same, that Harry Potter comes to Hogwarts or somewhere, I don't know, and he saves everybody but doing nothing, basically. He also, he doesn't talk in the movie. He's just breathing and screaming some spells and these things. But all the nice stuff, all the nice dialogues and lines, it's Dumbledore's lines and Snape's lines.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was looking for a longer clip of your dialogue from the first movie when you were 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very difficult to find, actually. Because everyone else is speaking, everyone else is kind of instructing Harry, telling him what to watch out for, telling him you know, what's going on. And Harry says very little, actually.
He's just saying, well, I don't understand it. Or, well, what we will do, these things. So, and maybe in the end of each movie, there is some, four lines of some kind of speech of Harry, but not much.
Well, do you want to hear the piece that I did come up with?
Yeah.
Kdo by ale stál o takový život?
Nikdo tě nenapadá.
Chceš tím říct, že to, co zabilo jednorožce, co bylo jeho krev, byl Voldemort?
Víš, co je právě teď ukryto ve vaší škole, Harry?
Kámen mudrců.
Is it that difficult to hear? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult to hear it because, I was. It was from the first episode, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. This is strange that, one time when Harry Potter, they will repeat it. I don't know many times. Well, when I have children or grandchildren, I can play them Harry Potter to see how I was talking when I was a kid. So, but it's strange to hear it.
So you dubbed your first film when you were 8, and you acted in a film for the first time when you were 12. What's that experience like for a child from your point of view?
It's much more easier to start in this age than when you're an adult, because you don't have boundaries. You're in a chain, so you can do everything much more easily than when you're grown up.
I know from my own experience that it's absolutely impossible to get my children to act. I've tried on a couple of occasions, and it's impossible. They just can't. I can't imagine how, as a director, I would get a performance out of a child. So, do they have to kind of bully you to a certain extent, or does it just have to come naturally?
Well, if you are very very small kid, yeah, they have to bully you somehow and try to make you think that it's everything is just some kind of game or you're playing something. So yeah, that's difficult. But if the kid is 10 years old, you can tell him what are you exactly doing And some children, they understand it and they can act.
What's life like for Czech child actors as opposed to what you've heard from Hollywood? I mean, is it a normal life?
Yeah, well, I was trying to live a normal life, but well, there was just one only difference that I was having some kind of this project, so I didn't have a lot of time to be in the school, so I have just some individual plan of my studies, but it was kind of same, like if it will be another, I don't know, working kid.
The Czech translation of Harry Potter is often praised for the creativity of the names, that the names were were translated very well into Czech. Can you like guide our non-Czech speaking listeners through some of the names?
Yeah. Okay, so Dumbledore, it's Brumbál. And
which gives what kind of image to the reader or listener?
It's a kind of a mixture of potatoes, drinking, and dance. another funny name. Well, Hogwarts Bradavice, it's the same. And there are many others, but as I'm not a fan of Harry Potter, I haven't seen the movies, only in the studio when I was working on them, and then in the cinema, no, so I do not know a lot of names from that movie.
And so what kind of cinema do you like?
Well, a lot of different movies, but the most what I like is our directors, I don't know, Woody Allen, and movies like this. For me, it's more interesting than the big movies like Harry Potter or something like this.
But you're studying direction at FAMU, so what kind of movies do you intend to make?
Well, now I am writing a script, but with my friends that are helping me to write it, we are a group of people that do things like fictional and parody and sketches and. So it's very close to, I don't know, Monty Python or something like this. Because we don't want to, when we are young, we don't want to do some drama or something from, well, the hard life. Because we don't know it. We are still too young.
So when can we expect to see the first fruits of your labor as a director?
Well, I hope that until I will finish the 30.
By the time you're 30?
Yeah.
It's a long time, so you're not rushed.
It's 7 years, yeah. Right. Well, I don't have to rush.
And the projects that you're involved in now, you're playing in Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew at the National Theatre?
Yeah, it's fun.
How? What kind of experience is that?
It's great experience because I acted also in a small theaters, and it's pretty different to play, to act when the crowd is small and the audience is close. And one day you act in this theater, and the next day you're in National Theater, which has, I don't know, 900 places for the audience, and it's very, really, really huge. It's a different type of acting, and it's great experience, and it's fine to have this experience and to say that one time I acted in National Theatre.
And the next time we'll see you on screen will be in Perfect Days by director Alice Nellis. What can you tell us about that film?
Yeah, it's a story of a woman in middle age. Who realized that she wants some baby, and now in the meantime she doesn't have anybody who can make it, so she's looking for guys and thinking of her life, and I'm one of those guys, but thanks to my age she don't want to have it with me, the baby, but we fall in love to each other. It's a romantic movie.
Czech actor Vojtěch Kotek ending that edition of The Arts with Christian Falvey. Posloucháte anglické vysílání Rádia Praha a nyní vám nabízíme minikurs českého jazyka. I hope you enjoy today's Czech lesson with Pavla Horáková.
jak sedma jsem dneska ráno vstal. Teď je dávno jedna a je mi jen tak tak.
Welcome to Soundcheck. In last edition, you learned all about green lights, green brains, and green Thursdays. And today we'll take a look at another phrase using the word green, zelený. The word is often used to describe the color of a person's face when they're not feeling all too well. Today's song is sung by the 1980s teen heartthrob duo Petr Kotwald and Stanislav Hložek. It tells the story of a young man who woke up feeling down, but his life miraculously turns for the better after he meets a beautiful girl on a tram. He sings that he woke up in the morning green as a seven of leaves, which is a playing card typical in the Central European region, featuring seven green leaves.
Zelený jak sedma jsem dneska ráno vstal. Teď je dávno jedna a je mi jen tak tak.
The phrase goes zelený jak sedma, green as a seven, meaning seven of clubs or seven of leaves to be precise. The color green implies not only sickness in Czech, but also envy. Zelený závistí is green with envy. Now back to our song. Our young man is feeling low, but all changes after he meets a freckled girl on the tram.
Pěhatá, sněžně, stopych, jak samolepky. Hodnotím tě zběžně, jsem s tebe na tebe.
Looking at the girl, the amorous boy concludes that he is na větvi. The phrase sem s tebe na větvi, literally I'm up on a tree branch because of you, means I'm perplexed. In this particular case, the feeling is pleasant and positive. And gradually we witness the singer's complexion turning from green to red.
Hranatá je se mě a v tramvaji je nával. Protlačíš se ke mně, jsem červený jak mrak.
Jsem červený jak rak, I'm red as a crayfish. It is a common Czech phrase, although hardly anyone these days has ever seen a cooked crayfish which turns red in boiling water just like lobsters and the like. So our guy is head over heels in love and sure the feelings are mutual. Judging from the phrase, nejsem na ocet, I'm not on the shelf. Zůstat na ocet, literally to be left for vinegar, means to remain without prospects of marriage. So to recap, zelený jak sedma, that's when you're feeling unwell. If you are perplexed, you are na větvi, and if something makes you blush, you can turn červený jak rak. Finally, if you find a partner to marry, you are no longer na ocet. Thanks for listening today and naschledanou.
Pavla Horáková with that edition of Soundcheck, and I'm afraid that's all we have for you today. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then our email address is english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for listening and do join us again sometime soon.